Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, my name is Justin Dume. I'm a hockey player for the Fort McMurray Oil Barons, number 12, and I was born in Montreal.
Okay, we got a lot of people from out of province playing on your team. Okay, so my question for you is, like, how and when did you even hear about the Oil Barons?
Well, I got released in the middle of the season, early season this year, and I played with our captain on the team here, Danny Akush, last year. And so, yeah, I had a couple of connections here, and they reached out, and I thought it'd be a good fit, so I made my way over here.
Nice. Now, when it comes to playing for different teams, at the level you guys are at, are you responsible for, like, really promoting yourselves to go to different clubs, or do you have, like, an agent that, like, oh, I'm going to move him here? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, most guys that I know have agents. Promoting yourself's not so much ideal route nowadays. Like, okay. GMs and team owners don't really like dealing with the kids too much. They'd rather be talking to a professional agent that has better connections and has dealt with that type of stuff before.
Okay, and so at what age would you go out and start, like, looking for an agent, or is that just skill-based? If you're, like, seven and you're just good.
Yeah, I mean, definitely the generational guys, they get agents earlier on, but usually it'll be before your major junior draft year, so around, like, 15, they'll start reaching out, because for them it's like an investment. They're basically buying into you and thinking that one day you'll get a pro contract and they'll be able to make some money off of you.
Right. I had a buddy back in the day who used to follow hockey, like, guys in high school and moving up, and used to buy their names, www.whateveryournameis.com. And so if he saw a player that was doing well, he'd buy the name, so when they hit, their agent would end up calling him and be like, yo, I need that website. And like, well, depending on how good that player is, depending on how much you'd sell that website for. So they start pretty young and getting in contact with
you. Yeah, no, definitely.
Interesting. So as far as teams are concerned, how many teams have you played for then?
I've played a lot of teams growing up, yeah, probably five or six. Yeah, wow. I've been all over. I went to New York for 2 years at prep school, then I was in Gatineau last year, now here I am now. Went back to Montreal in between there too, so wow. I've been a little bit all over, yeah.
So it's one thing to be French-Canadian.
Yeah.
It's another thing to be French-Canadian in America, New York, even better yet. So were you in, like, New York City or New York State?
Well, when I was younger, actually, from, like, 5 to 8, I lived in New York City with my parents. My dad got a job there, so I was living there. And then when I was 14, I went to New York State in Rochester, played there from 14 to 16. So I've spent a couple of years out there.
So let's, man, sidetrack, let's chat about that for a second. So as far as growing up in Canada, like, hockey is king. Everybody plays hockey. Yeah. It's very easy to find a rink, indoor, outdoor. That being said, if you're living in a major center like New York, how did hockey become such, like, a pivotal thing you wanted to do with your life?
Yeah, well, I mean, my brother's got 2 years on me, so when we moved there, he's a little bit older. He had already started, and that's basically where it started for me. It was in New York City. That's when I first started skating and all that, and just local rinks, starting to know some people out there, and I'm still in contact with some of the families there, and yeah, made good connections there.
That's really neat. So do your parents, mom and dad, still live in New York, or have they moved back to Canada?
No, we just went there for 3 years, and that's where me and my brother started speaking English, and when we moved back to Montreal, we stayed in English school. That's why we're both bilingual.
Yeah, Wow, that's so cool. So what's New York like?
It's a big city. Yeah, a lot of taxis and I don't remember much of it, but I definitely have a soft spot for that city still, and hope to one day maybe live there in a nice penthouse.
Nice. Play for the Rangers.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. We're putting it out there if you're listening.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. So now you're here in Fort McMurray.
Yeah.
Huge transition, definitely, from New York and from your hometown. So yeah. How are you feeling it here?
Yeah, no, it's definitely more quiet than I'm used to. I've always been lived in big cities and stuff, but... I don't mind it. It's a nice city, good people here, and the hockey program is really elite. So.
Yeah, nice. Now, when you say elite, what does that mean? As a non-hockey player, like, what would make this club different from another club from an elite status?
No, well, there's definitely, like, you could just tell playing around the league that there's some organizations with less nice arenas, tighter budgets, and we're really blessed here. We got a good bankroll, we got professionals, good coaches, good equipment managers, and they treat us like pros, and that's what I think the most important thing is when you get treated like an adult, like a pro.
Mm-hmm. And so you feel that's important. Why? How does that benefit you in regards to what you do on a day-to-day?
Well, we had a couple teams. I played for a couple teams where it's like you're treated like a child, someone supervising you when you're doing your stuff, and it kind of just affects your play out there. Like, you want to feel like an adult, be a professional, and it gets you ready for the next level, because at the next level, you're a professional, and there's no one watching over your shoulder, so
yeah.
It's good to feel appreciated and treated like a pro.
Yeah, there you go. Now, that next level, what does that look like for you in regards to the mental component of that? How are you currently preparing for, hopefully, that next step?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been away from home for a long time, since 14, so I think I've got the responsibility side of it. Like, I've been living alone, and, you know, some people need their parents more and often, they get homesick. I mean, I think I'm past that point, so I think I've experienced a lot, and it's just about that, and keep going on that.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. There's no way. When I was, like, a 14, 15-year-old kid, I would have been a nightmare without my parents.
Yeah.
I would have been roaming the streets. It would have been an issue. So... But, like, with you guys and you're playing hockey, you guys, the program itself must keep you guys in check and have checks and balances so you're not like myself, just like.
Yeah, well, when I was 14 at the prep school, we were 80 kids living there with, like, three or four supervisors. And so it was definitely chaotic, and we got in some trouble and we had some fun. But as you grow older, you kind of put those experiences in the past and get more focused.
Fair enough. So as far as your hockey career with the Barons, how long do you think you'd be playing in this league for?
Well, I'm 18 right now, so I could still have two more years here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And so I've got a question for you. In regards to, like, you have an agent, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're playing hockey, are they taking your film footage from, like, what Jerry and those boys collect and, like, shopping it around and showing it to other players or teams, sorry?
Less so. It's more the scouts are getting higher at a level every year, so it's more... recruiting teams, they'll do their own video. Like, before I came here, they saw some clips that me and our captain had together, and, like, they saw us score a goal together, and, like, they do their own research, and they have all the connections for that.
So are you pumping stuff out online and tagging clips of yourself, or you're just like, no, I'm just focused on the hockey and let the agent do what the agent does?
Yeah, just focus on what you can control.
Yeah,
and you let the rest take care of itself.
Fair enough. Now, when it comes to social media, are you on it? Are you allowed to be on it?
Yeah, you're definitely allowed to be on it, but a couple teams have rules. Like, last year we had some rules that no phones in the locker room. When it comes to playoff time, don't be posting anything. So there's definitely a little bit of restrictions, but, yeah, no, we're all kids. We're all on TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, all that stuff.
So, but there is media training you guys get.
Yeah, definitely a little bit.
Yeah. So now in regards to media training, like this stuff, like I interview a lot of people, long story short. And what I've recognized with hockey players is there is a level of polishness behind you guys. Is it because you get training to do this? And if the answer is yes, what kind of training does that even look like?
No, not so much training, maybe just learning. I mean, when you're a younger guy, you kind of look up to the guys who have been in the league before, and you see how they handle themselves. So you kind of learn that way, or you learn from mistakes. I made some mistakes in the media, and I got called out for it. So I was like, all right, don't do that again.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I just finished watching this documentary on the NHL. I don't know, it's called Face-Off or something on Prime. Yeah, and I was just like, I felt kind of bad for the players in regards to, I loved watching it, and it was interesting to see. But when they were in the locker room and they just want to spaz out and like say what they want to say, and you see that camera over there and you're just like, crap, I can't let it out.
Yeah, definitely.
So it definitely changes like that enthusiasm level in the locker room afterwards. So is that something they tell you now from a young age off the bat, or you just mentally know that camera's going to be watching me at all times?
Yeah, no, you just mentally know. Yeah, you keep an eye on it. We had a couple of cameras on the old team we were at and before the game and stuff, so just kind of keep your head down and don't do anything not smart.
Yeah, no, that's wild. No, I like watching the hockey interviews too, because they're kind of like, you know what a hockey interview looks like after the game. And I feel horrible for the athletes, because I'm just like, you go out and play for X amount of hours and give it all on the ice and then like put a mic in your face and you're like So I'm just always blown away with how you guys even are composed enough to like string a sentence together after
the game. Well, we basically always say the same stuff. So
there you go.
Well,
listen, Tanner just tapped his watch. That means we're out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. Hopefully, you know what a shout out or plug is based on your last teammate. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Yeah, just want to shout all my teammates out and coaches who have helped me along the way.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
I just dies at this. That's another Max City Morning Show done.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.